It is a special, special thing going on in the earth realm. While at the craziest of times, all the madness that is surrounding us, I cannot help but see God's promises unveiling. I mean, it is a marvelous time in the kingdom of God. Amen. And I was watching my wife preach and just watching her get excited, and I was getting excited, and I was listening to Pastor Sonia, and she picked that Bible up, and isn't the Bible just so beautiful? In a season of my life where just falling in love with God's word. Because just think about it, the word is just so beautiful, because everything that's in it is for us. It's got our back. It grows us. It makes us better. Tonight, I won't be before you long. I want to talk to you from the topic, by any means necessary. By any means necessary. And I don't know about anybody else in here, but I'm in a place in my life that I am determined to walk as he has called me, by any means necessary. Last Wednesday night during Bible study, the Lord allowed me to release a study entitled, We Are After Something. And in that study, we came from the focal verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. And we read it out of the New Living Translation, and it said, don't you realize that in a race everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Can I say that again? I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, catch this, after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Tragedy would be that you operated in church, in ministry. You showed up every chance that the doors was open or the doors were open. You did things to bless people. You followed the clarion call, but not make it in. Let me back that thing up. You did everything religiously and still did not make it in. In these verses, I love how Paul uses the analogy of sports in comparison to the spiritual walk. In fact, I do not believe that there is a more accurate way in which to pull off what he's discussing in these verses. I think it is important to note that in verse 24, to Paul, the comparison to our faith here is not the parallel of victory so much as the kind of effort and dedication victory requires. Now, for some of you that was in Bible study Wednesday, you remember some of this. I just wanted to start out with this part. So let me be sure to say that again, because I really need that to settle in. Victory for any sporting event, victory to pass the bar, to become a lawyer, victory to walk the walk of righteousness in this sin-filled world is going to take a kingdom effort and dedication. You will not find an athlete, actor, lawyer, or doctor that will tell you they don't have to train. They never had to train. And I want to be sure that you leave here tonight understanding. You leave here tonight understanding that in order to experience victory in accordance to the kingdom standard, you're going to have to train your body. And many of us, 8 o'clock in the morning, will begin a training regimen targeted towards our bodies in the fast. 21 days of just fruits and vegetables and water. We will begin to discipline our bodies through the fast. The eternal prize in which Paul is speaking of is in actuality 5 crowns. The imperishable crown, the crown of rejoicing, the crown of righteousness, the crown of glory, and of course the crown of life. And in all of which we will be learning about in our January Bible study series, the crowns. But tonight I want to talk about the training or the preparation, the dedication that is necessary to be able to receive the eternal prize. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1, the Hebrew writer says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us." For the sake of time, I want to focus on clause B of this verse, which says, "Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up." This isn't rocket science. The Apostle Paul makes this very clear. If you are going to win the race, if you are going to just have a chance at even just competing, there are some things that you are going to have to do. You're not just going to show up and win the race. There is no magic formula for this. You're going to have to put some work in if you're going to walk in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. Amen? And the first thing that you are going to have to do is realize what is the weight in your life. And this can be very difficult because when we've been dealing with weight for a long time and we become conditioned to weight, we begin to think that weight is just the way it is. And we begin to walk weighed down because we've not experienced any relief. We don't know what it means to walk a life without weight. And the problem with that is so many people tend to believe that they are okay the way they are because of the weight. They're not winning. It's not working out. They are unhappy. They are bitter. But they do not understand that there is a weight that they've been conditioned by that is causing this trauma. In 2022, you spent most of the year, many spent most of the year trying to figure out why the things that you know you were called to, the things that you know you were to be blessed from, came at a snail's pace, if it even came at all. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because you were weighed down with a lot of things that had nothing to do with you, nor your call or your destiny. But because the enemy has systematically set up demonic detour after demonic detour in your life, your progress in life has been minimal. In fact, let's look at this clause of scripture in the Amplified Bible. It says, "Stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. Let me bless you with a word tonight. One of the main reasons that we have to abide in the presence of the Almighty is because his presence makes us wolf-proof. In his presence, it's in his presence that we begin and we have the ability to see things clearly. The Amplified Version says that we need to strip off every unnecessary weight. And one of the ways that you know you have messed around and bought clothing from a demonic brand is when what you are wearing might be cute, but it ain't necessary. Oh, Lord. In 2023, you owe it to yourself to look at some things in the closets of your lives and be grown enough to say, you know what? You don't fit me anymore. You're tight around the sacred parts. And as a consequence, you are restricting my movement. In fact, even as I preach this message right now, I deputize every soul in here with kingdom authority to be able to serve warrants on every unnecessary person and thing in your life. Lord, have mercy. From the loser that you made your lover to the friend who's only down for you because in times past, you have made it easy for them to use you, my God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare power over your life to walk out of this building in 2023 brand new and free from every unnecessary thing and purpose, person in your life. I declare that the doors to the presence of power are opening right now as I speak. And all you have to do is walk into the new you. All you have to do to be able to walk into the new you is decide to walk in him. Lord, have mercy. To abide in his presence. To strip off every unnecessary proclivity, every unnecessary appetite, unhealthy appetite, and step into the presence of God. I believe it is another translation, possibly the New Living Translation, where it says, and to throw off, Lord have mercy, unnecessary weight. In other words, when I began to think about and I was looking for a definition that did not please me adequately enough when I looked up the word strip, but when I saw that it said throw off. In other words, get this off you. Every weight that's been holding you down, get it off you. Every hindrance, every nuisance, everything in your life that you know fits no more. Do away with it. Amen. Beloved, please believe me and believe me, please. When I say that the presence of God is so important because we deal with a clever enemy. Remember, the Amplified says to strip off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. Beloved, there is nothing stupid about your enemy. He moves cleverly. And watch this. The reason that he has had such success in demolishing some of your lives is because he's taking the time to know you better than you know yourself. Isn't that amazing that your enemy could actually know you better than you know you? Can I just go ahead and suggest this, that if your enemy happens to know you better than you know you, you have no shot at victory against the enemy that's against you. Lord, have mercy. Whew. It's because he knows you better than you know yourself. While you was chasing love, he was getting to know you. While you was chasing money, he was getting to know you. While you were chasing the approval of people around you that really didn't care nothing about you, he was getting to know you. May I suggest that in 2023, you get to know you. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And you always know that you're dealing with people who really don't know themselves because they switch up every so often. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm in a season of my life where you got to know who you are. One of my most powerful prayers that I've been praying to God is, God, send me people who are not broken. Send me people who are healed. Send me people who love life and enjoy the position that they occupy in life. Lord, send me people that's at peace with themselves. You understand what I'm saying? Because for the mandate and the mission that God has positioned me to operate in, I need focused who's sane. You understand what I'm saying to you? I need people who's happy, who don't need a bunch of stuff to make them happy. They have figured out that just because he woke me up this morning, Lord, have mercy. In 2023, I suggest that you get to know you. And some of you might be saying, Bishop, I know me. And my response would be, if you know you, then why do you keep picking the things for you that don't fit? The only way that you can walk out of a store with a shirt that don't fit you is if you don't know your size. Lord, have mercy. Why do you continue to give up important and sacred parts of you to people who have not been assigned to you? Lord, have mercy. Lord, one of my pleas is that your people get to know who they are and be confident enough in who they are and how you made them that they can be approached by the bright and shiny. They can be pursued by the thick and sexy. The enemy can try to lure them in with mass amounts of money, but because they have spent time in your presence, they see games when games are being played, and they have the spiritual strength enough to say to stay away from the foolishness by any means necessary. I'm in a season of my life that by any means necessary, my peace will be kept. By any means necessary, I will walk in the authority that God has called me to walk in. And watch this. I understand that means that I might not walk with everybody that I started walking with in the first place. But I'm learning that my call, my destiny is more important than relationships. Whew. Paul said, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. Unity Worship Center, it is time that we do away with the sins that easily trips us up. And the reason why sin can easily trip you up is because when you are in sin, you are in something that don't fit you. Sin, no matter how you try to justify it, no matter how pretty you try to paint it, no matter how good it makes you feel in the moment, it will always cause you to trip up. It will always cause you to stumble and hinder your next level. But tonight we are declaring that no matter how clever the enemy might be coming up against us, we will not be moved. Let me tell you this. I was listening to Pastor Gross preach, and I was getting excited. And let me tell you why I was getting excited. I was getting excited because we have the right to live holy. We have the right to be okay every day. Every day, because of this beautiful book and because of what was done on the cross of Calvary, we have a right to just love life. And we want to get to the point in our lives that watch this, the car ain't got to be newer, the bank account ain't got to be no bigger. You understand what I'm saying to you? If I picked up 3 pounds, I'm happy in life because of what the word, because of how the word feeds me. Beloved, I want you to understand there is a peace in being in his will. There is a peace and being in his way. And I was just sitting there and I was just thinking, because I'm not a New Year, you know, resolution type of guy. But this year I've been talking about resolutions, and for the first time in a long time, I've been saying, hey, we're going to have couples resolutions, and we're going to have father-daughter resolutions and father-child resolutions, and so many different things in my life that I want to work on so that I can become better. You understand what I'm saying to you? And I was just sitting there thinking, man, 23, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? Shoot, the first of the most major part of my day, I'm going to spend with God. get to the point. You know that you and God are working with something when you can't wait to get in prayer. You understand what I'm saying to you? You can't wait to, I can't wait to pray. I can't wait to get in my word. I can't wait to see what God, you know, I was reading, I was just like, man, this book is just so beautiful. You ever just cry while you're reading the Bible? Because it is so, it is laced with such beauty, and it's laced with such love, and it's laced with such wisdom and knowledge. And if you apply it, I'm talking about it drastically transforms your life. I didn't say that it changes your life. I said that it drastically transforms your life. I want to be a worshiper this year. I want to be a worshiper. I know what I'm talking about. I don't want to sing on the praise team, and I don't want to dance, and I don't want to, you know, holy hop and all of that. But I want to be a worshiper. What are you talking about, Pastor? Because worship simply means I want to go from where I am to where he is. I want to rock with him so hard that I begin to resemble him. I want to be down with him so much. I want to be in the presence so much that when you see me, you see the word. When you see me, you see Jesus. You understand what I'm saying to you? I want to be so connected to the Savior that when God, oh Lord, have mercy, that when the enemy sees me, he goes the other way. You understand what I'm saying? I want to be so connected to the Savior that when people can't figure out what it is that their children is going through, they call us. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about, Lord, have mercy. I remember a time they called us like 4 in the morning, and we had to be at church at 9 because we started service rather earlier then. And so we had to be up and all of this. And they called me on a Saturday night, and a young lady was dealing with demons right in her hospital room, right in the emergency room. Remember that? And I'm walking into the emergency room, and I can hear the lady that's, you know, she's praying, and she's doing all of this screaming, and she's shouting, and she's just, come out, you know, and all of this. And this was a time, man, when it wasn't nothing but the Bible. And I remember walking in, and she goes, thank God, Pastor, you're here. And she's just got demons. And I said, hold on. And I said, come out in the name of Jesus. And she began to vomit. We wasn't screaming. We wasn't hollering. We wasn't being spiritually spooky. We just simply said, come out. And when she started throwing up, and then she said, Pastor, there's something in the throw up that could get me locked up. And I found it and flushed it, and I said, now I'm done. I got to go. I washed my hands. I said, I got to bounce. I got to be at church in a couple hours. And the lady says to this, she says, you didn't even scream. You just walk in and said, come out. In fact, when I walked in and she saw me, she said, this is what she said. She said, what are you doing here? I said, you know what I'm doing here. In the name of Jesus, come out. And it came out. I want to be back in that presence. I want to be back in that vein to where we can just walk down the hallway. We could be walking down the steps, and the whole row that we pass, everything is healed. You understand what I'm saying to you? I want the Holy Ghost radiating on the inside of me to the point to where young entrepreneurs, Christian entrepreneurs, we can have a conversation and immediately they know what they need to do. I don't want to just be saved. I want to be powerful for the kingdom. I want to be effective for the kingdom. I want, when I die, folk to say that life mattered. He was about his Father's business. And it's going to be that way by any means necessary. Paul said, let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Endurance. Paul said it's going to take endurance to run this race. And the race Paul is speaking of is the Christian life. And it's a marathon, not a sprint. And we are called to stay the course and remain faithful to the end. But in order to run this race and stay faithful to the end, it is going to take endurance. And endurance is defined as the ability to withstand hardship or adversity. The ability to withstand hardship or adversity. Paul says you are going to need endurance. You're going to need to be able to withstand hardships and adversity. In other words, there's going to be some suffering sometimes. There's going to be some suffering along the way. There's going to be some difficulties. There's going to be some misfortunes along the ways. It's going to be some things that's going to happen in your life that's going to make it hard for you just to get up out of bed some mornings. And when those times happen, you're going to have you some endurance. Paul understood that this Kool-Aid Christianity that many people are rocking with today in the 21st century westernized church was not what he was on. He said, if you're walking this thing for real, you're going to have some endurance. Lord, have mercy. In other words, there's going to be some suffering along the way. And some people are going to talk about you along the way. Some people are going to switch up on you along the way. Some people are going to lie about you along the way. Some people are not going to like you along the way. Some people are going to leave you along the way. And that's why you're going to have, and that's why you're going to need plenty of endurance. And this type of endurance you can't get on sale at Walmart or Amazon. This type of endurance you can only get by being in the Word of God, by being in prayer with God, by being in the presence of God on a consistent basis. I'm talking about the kind of endurance that Paul exemplified in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 through 39, when he said, "For I am persuaded." Oh, God. "I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. By any means necessary, I'm going to finish this race. I might be wounded, but I'm going to finish. I might come out limping, but I'm going to finish. You might find me at times discombobulated, but I'm determined to finish. I might find myself by myself, but beloved, I promise you, I'm going to finish. Lied on and left for dead, but I'm going to finish. It don't make no never mind what it is that I'm having to face. I am determined to finish. And tonight, in the last minutes of 2022, I want to encourage you to be determined to finish, and not just finish, finish strong, finish well, finish in such a way that how you finish becomes an example for those that are coming after you. Beloved, it is so important to finish. Oh, that I might preach to others, then find myself disqualified. It's 11:58. Wherever you desire to pray, you can go there. If you just want to pray where you are, that's fine. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come here tonight and we thank you, God. Because for another year, Lord, you kept us. God, we thank you. When it was times, many of us lost people that were so important to us. There were times that we didn't think that we would make it through. Father, but you are such a good, good Father that you have walked with us every step of the way in the tragedy, and the madness and the mayhem. God, you've been faithful. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray for every soul that is connected to this ministry. Father, I pray for the souls of the people that were once connected to this ministry but are connected no more. We still love them. We still care about them. But Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that in 2023, the Unity Worship Center, the Unity Worship Center is going to come in, is going to come into its own like it never has before. I speak, decree, and declare in the name of Jesus, in 2023, we just won't feed the homeless. We will house the homeless. In 2023, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, our soul mandate, the main thing that we're about in 2023 is becoming more like you. Holiness, getting back to the sacredness of holiness, getting back to the seriousness of righteousness, getting back to the things of you. Father, in 2023, we return back to our first love. Lord, we love you so much. Father, we love your word. Father, we love your will. Father, we want to be connected to you like we've never been connected to you before. Father, we're looking for transforming power that is so evident that those that we love in the world and those that we don't even know in the world, when they are around us, it begins to agitate them. It begins to convict them. It begins to make them ask questions like, what must I do to be saved? Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you allow us to shine so heavy, Father, that it draws people to your kingdom. God, it's nothing about us. It is nothing about us, but it's everything about you. In this season, Father, we understand Hara. We understand the mandate. We understand the mission. It will be communicated clearly so that everyone that is in the Unity Worship Center, a part of the Unity Worship Center, will be operating in their kingdom capacity 24/7. Father, we decree and declare that we will take no more days off. We will no longer go on vacation on our salvation. We will no longer leave the mirror and forget who we were. Father, we pray right now, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you touch your people to want to be in the word more, constantly in prayer more, consistent about being in you on a constant basis. Lord, help us. Father, some of us are dealing with pain and issues like we've never dealt with before. God, I'm asking you to be that comforter that you talk about in your word. We pray for that peace that surpasses all understanding. And God, we thank you for a new year. We thank you for a new year, for we are able to look back on the last year and say, oh, how you brought us through. Oh, how you kept us. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I come up against every demonic mentality. I speak, decree, and declare victory, supernatural victory over your children. God, I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus that as we enter into this fast a little later this morning, but after the fast, it will be evident that your hand was with us, that your hand is on us. God, I pray that in the fast, you will reveal things to us, about us, so that we can become better for you. God, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray that during the fast, families are restored, relationships are restored. Father, I pray for peace to be restored to your people during this fast. God, I come up against every attack. I come up against every attack that tries to come up against your people. God, we claim victory. We speak, decree, and declare victory over our lives, over one another, over this church. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, give us the ability to witness like we've never witnessed before. God, let us eat your word. Let us eat this book to the point to where when we go out into the highways and byways, we have enough power on the inside of us that we actually compel people to come to Christ. Do it again, Lord. Let revival break out this year like never before. Let revival break out that's not manufactured by a calendar date. We're going to have revival on this day. Father, but let your true outpouring of your spirit, of the Holy Ghost power, break out into revival and drug addicts get sober. Lord, have mercy. Get clean and alcoholics get sober and those who are lost in their identity begins to get a clarity about their identity. God, we're looking for revival. We're looking for a fresh wind. We're looking for... Yeah, Lord, have mercy. Father, this year we decree and declare that we shall walk in deeper depths and higher heights. And God, we need revival. Father, we need the blood. Father, allow the blood to ooze down into the earth realm, God, and it shift and shake up this kingdom of darkness. And everywhere there is a demon, God, let that blood seek it out and destroy it. God, we come up against every attack that comes up against the people of God. For this ministry, God, I ask that you weed out the snakes. God, we ask that you weed out the snakes. Anyone that is not of you, Father, and anyone that does not want to be of you, Father, we ask that you show them the door. God, we ask that this ministry give us the ability to be a ministry that trains other churches on living holy, on living righteously. God, give us the ability to do major, major things this year. God, give us the finances to be able to take care of the things that need to be taken care of. Father, let money not be a worry this year. We don't even need to be balling out. We don't want to have to worry about it this year. And I know that you told us in your word that to be anxious about nothing, but in all things, prayer and supplication, let our requests be known to you. So, Father, I am requesting that money not be a thing this year. Money not be an issue this year. Father, in 2023, I pray that the wayward children of the Unity Worship Center will come back home, and the wayward children of all of the churches that are truly preaching Christ crucified, will return back home, will return to training, will get disciplined about your word, and will lead folk to your kingdom. Father, I pray that attitudes and one day this way, one next day that way. Father, do away with all of that, because we understand that it gets in the way of your kingdom plan. Father, this year let us love each other like never before. Let us be able to look across the room at the members across the sanctuary and nod with love, and they know that the receiving and the giving and the receiving of love is happening. God, let us be a house of love. Let us be a house of peace this year. Let this be the year that we break out like never before, not with money, but with holiness. Not with shiny things, but Father, just to be closer to you. Let it be said that this year, hey, something's going on Haggard Court, and it is crazy, it is contagious, and it's blessing what's going on Russell Cave Road, and it's blessing what's going on out in Tate's Creek. Father, we pray for revival tonight. And I thank you for another year. I thank you for another year. And we will be good stewards with the time that you have given us. In Jesus' precious, precious, and holy name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.